Motherfucker, come on, boy, man. Come on, I'm ready. Come here.
Yeah, I'm ready for me to
come
fuck
here.
You.
Come here, fucker, come here.
I'm not playing no fucking games,
dude. I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us stupid calling. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Hey, everybody. I am Carlito, host of Show Machine, and I am here with Baz. Hey, Baz. What's up, man?
Hey, how much? What's going on?
I'm good. How you guys?
Good to hear it.
I'm all right. Anyway, thanks for joining me, Baz, and of course everyone else who's joining today. I appreciate that. Just jumping into this, I've got a city in, I don't know what region of this. What's Montana? What would you call that? You wouldn't call that the north, would you?
I'd call it the west.
The west? But it's north as fuck.
Yeah.
Wow. So is North Dakota the west, even though it's north as fuck?
Oh, I don't know what you would call that.
Yeah. It's not the northwest. Yeah.
No, northwest is technically Washington, Oregon, and Idaho.
Okay. I got you. Hey, let's call the YMCA. I think I need to see if I can sleep there.
Yeah. Getting a bad echo.
Oh, fuck. I'll fix that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for reporting it. You did the right thing. Hey, when you get a chance...
I checked the Madhouse compliance manual.
Good. Hey, when you get a chance, update the whole... the background sound effects folder in Dropbox. I think you've got some that you're using that I don't have yet, I don't think. I'm trying to remember which one exactly. Yeah, when you get a chance. I like them sound effects. They're fun.
Let me sync them up.
I've got a few more I haven't even used yet. Maybe I'll use them today, but regardless, I'll throw them in there too after the show. I'll make a note to self. Yeah. All right. I'm moving on Skype, and we'll start with the first call to the YMCA. Or we are ready for shelter. Hopefully you had a nice cot. Hopefully they got some stew. Yeah. How do I sound? Too loud? Music too loud? You got an echo?
Sound great. Sounds real good.
All good. I don't know if they picked up and are just standing there. I hung up in Calgan. I bought the worst iced tea in the world. I bought it at Rite Aid. It was disgusting.
Thank you for calling the Billings Family YMCA. This is Nicole. How may I help you?
This is the worst iced tea I've ever had in my fucking life.
Excuse me?
I'm drinking the worst fucking iced tea I've ever had in my fucking life. I just got it now. It tastes so vile. It tastes like chalk water with sucrates.
This is the Billings Family YMCA. What can I help you with?
Yeah, I'm looking for shelter. Me and Baz, we're in town. We're working on the oil fields.
Yep.
And, yeah, we wanted a place, you know, where we could take a shower, get some stew, get a nice cot, you know, do a little bit of masturbating, watching other people. Hello? Sorry, I lost it. She had to have heard me laugh. That was fucking stupid.
Yeah, the masturbating was the deal breaker.
Yeah, once I said I was going to masturbate watching people, yeah, I kind of fucked it up. All right. Not to worry, we have more numbers to get to. Or we can call her back. There's always calling her back. Let's do that.
Yeah, hey, I added a couple sound effects. You were only missing two.
Which of the two?
I gave you the spur.
There was one in particular I liked that I didn't have.
The new porn loop?
Might have been.
The one of just that guy grunting really loud.
That guy? Or grunting? I don't know.
No, I don't have mine set up yet. I'll play it in a minute.
Okay.
And then I gave you the end spring loop.
Oh, the end spring loop. That's what I was missing. Yes, I wanted those.
Yeah.
The dueling bed springs, right. Okay.
So it's in the folder.
Cool. All right. I'll open that up. That might be appropriate for this call. But hey, let's do the whole Bass calls back and apologizes for Carlito.
Yeah, that always works well.
But say damn it really loud because your mom, your wife, and your daughter is home. Damn it! Yeah.
Billings Family YMCA. This is Megan. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. This is David Snoswell. I think my associate just called you, and I'd like to apologize. I think he might have gotten a little bit inappropriate there. We are looking for shelter.
Oh,
ma'am?
I'm not sure who you talked to. It definitely wasn't me.
It was some rude woman. She was quite rude with the mouth, smart with the mouth. And I think she offended my roommate here, my traveling companion. It was disgusting. Damn it! But we do require a room.
We don't. We're actually like a gym. We don't have any place for people to stay.
Do you have a space for
damn it.
Shower? You have shower space, right? We could come in and take a shower and tap our feet.
Yes.
We have to have you bring in an ID and fill out a waiver, and then you can utilize the facility here as a guest.
Okay.
Member.
Mm-hmm. How's the action? How's the action in the shower room these days?
I guess I don't understand what you're asking. But.
You're really highly rated on gropedope.com. It's a listing of really good glory hole places. There's a lot of gyms in there all over. You know, and like bathrooms. She's gone. All right. Gropedope.com.
Gropedope.
I don't even know if that's for real.
I was going to ask you, is that a real site?
Gropedope sounded cool because it rhymed.
Yeah.
I was trying to say glory hole. I started with a G and ended up with grope, so I ran with it.
Turbo's got a good glory hole site.
Thank you for calling the Billings Family YMCA. Our membership staff are currently assisting other members.
Oh, sure they are. They're over there checking out Grope Dope right now.
So you're calling Billings, huh?
Yeah. Billings, yeah.
Yeah, I've been to Montana, but it's a huge state. I've never been that far east.
Wow. Billings is an up-and-happening place from what I understand now. Let's call the Dude Rancher Lodge and see how the action is there. See if they have a sauna. Probably not.
Yeah. Dude Rancher.
Yeah, you'd think a place like that's gay friendly.
Yeah.
We're gay oil men looking for some action. We're in an open relationship, me and Baz, and we don't care for monogamy.
That's boring.
Yeah, come on. We're progressive like that, we know.
Yeah.
We still love each other, of course. We're still together, we're still married. For the insurance benefits.
Yeah. Yep. Convenience.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how are you? Listen, we're in town. We're oil men, me and Baz. He's my partner. We got married mm-hmm. for benefits in California when we were working for Chevron out there.
Okay.
Hey.
And convenience, too.
Yeah. So we're looking for one bed only for two men. Is that some places around here apparently don't like that?
Like a room with two beds?
No. It's going to be two men, me, myself, and my partner, Baz, and one. But we just want one bed.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
All right, good. And we're going to, me and him, we're going to stay there for a few months probably. It's all going to be paid by the oil company.
Okay. For that, what I can do is get you to Lisa, and she would be able to work out a rate with you guys if you're going to stay for a couple months.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great. Yeah, very funny.
Do you mind holding for just a second?
Oh, yeah. I'm just sitting here not doing anything.
Yeah, we're just sitting here fanning our balls.
Yeah, doing nothing. And you got this big fucking job you got to do.
Stugatz. Okay, so are you guys wanting a room or are you just calling to be rude?
Stugatz. Yeah, we do. We do need the room, yeah.
Okay, so why are you cussing at me?
Because
I apologize for our abrasiveness. We're big, burly worker men, and that's how we talk.
We've had a lot of bad experiences in this town since we moved here for our job because we're homosexual.
Okay, and that really shouldn't have anything to do.
Yeah. Baz got chased with a noose down 27th Street last week over by the Crown Plaza where we had been staying.
Okay. What I can do.
I was very scared. Very scared.
Yeah, it was a pastor, Jebediah something. snake water, I think, and he was like, "You're going to hell, yeah, burn in hell." He said like that, that you know, liberal California homosexuals weren't welcome in Montana, he said, and all this stuff to us.
Oh, yeah, I don't know anything about that.
Disgusting. Are you from here originally?
No.
Oh, well, that makes sense. No wonder you're so friendly. And
that's
nice.
Good. That's yeah. good.
God damn it.
But if you don't mind holding, I mean, if you want a room for a couple months, you would have to talk to our salesperson because she is the one that handles the different rates.
Hang on. Baz, hold me.
Yes, sir.
Hold me.
Okay, I'm holding you.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, just a moment here.
It'll be okay, sweetie.
She said hold.
Honey.
We're holding.
I'm talking to you.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's what we're holding here. Holding each other in an embrace.
I think I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Shirtless embrace.
Yeah, we're from the Royal Butt Sex Service.
Yeah. So you got chased?
With a noose.
Just some pastor.
Oh, the pastor.
Holding a Bible Jebediah. In one hand and a noose in the other.
Would you say Jebediah Snake Water?
Yeah. Reverend Snake Water.
Where the hell do you come up with this shit?
That's somewhere. There's a website that used a Reverend Snake Water. I thought it was really funny. I only have about an hour left. I have physical therapy and I got to get ready. I have to take a shower because I'm trying to attract one of the therapists there. And I like to be nice and clean. Yeah.
Okay, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Okay, let me get you
a little bit.
Okay.
I love you.
Thank you for holding. This is Lisa. How may I help you?
Hey, Big Lisa. How are you?
I am awesome. How the heck are you?
Oh, I'm so good. I'm really good. I've shaved
You're
and everything.
You're finer than frog hair, huh?
Yeah, that's right. I'm gonna put my husband Baz on the line. I blanked out for a minute. He's gonna go on. I just had another relapse.
Okay, no problem.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, hi, Lisa. This is
Hi, well, so I understand that you guys are looking for an extended stay. Is that correct?
Yeah. We're big, burly worker men, and we're married. We were married in California, and we were informed that would not be a problem.
I'm kind of so freaking behind the times. I wish my girlfriend and I could get married.
Oh, hey, well, go to California. It's easy.
You might have to. It's ridiculous. Well, the reason Carol put you over with me is because I'm the only one that has authority to give you a good, like, a deal on extended rate. She can't really play with the rates, but I can.
Oh, you're like the gay representative? Right. Is that what it is?
Yes, yeah.
Wow.
So, okay, so you are looking for a room from, let me see what my normal rates are, and I'll see what I can do for you. And I do have a good rate with the oil company, so I'll just give you that rate. And that rate is going to be $60 a night.
Okay, well,
And if you're here longer than a month, if you're here longer than 30 days, you're going to be tax exempt, okay? So basically, once 30 days hits, all of your taxes will go back on your, will like be credited back to you. You can't.
Wow. Oh, perfect.
Wow.
And will we be safe from Reverend Snakewater in this room? He's the mean pastor
yes.
that chased me down the street with a noose yesterday.
Oh, my God. In Billings?
Yeah.
Good
he
Lord.
Said, God hates fags. Get out of Bel Air.
Tell him to go over to Westboro where he belongs.
Yeah,
but they have not been doing well since Fred Phelps passed away. The Westboro church is not doing well at all, and I can't be happier about it.
Well, this Snakewater guy is trying to pick up where he left
in
off.
In Billings, that's weird. We've got a really active community. That surprises me.
He was holding a black Bible in one hand and a large noose in the other. The police stopped him and everything.
Well, he's clearly preaching love. I can feel it. Yeah.
Well, you said that you have an active community here. Where's the best place for us to find some restroom action, if you know what I mean?
We tried the
YMCA. The loft.
We tried the YMCA gym, and there really wasn't anything going on.
Okay. Start at the loft.
Okay.
And make contacts there. Go from there. I promise.
All
That's right. the place to go.
All right. Because, I spent, like, 2 hours in the sauna. Nobody came
No
in.
Go, huh?
Nobody came in. I was in there with towel over.
No, it's Billings. You already got to remember how conservative Billings is.
So then I just masturbated by myself, and I took a shower, and no one came in. Yeah.
TMI.
Yeah. I took like a 90-minute shower waiting for maybe someone guy will come
in. Oh, you're killing me, Smalls.
One old guy, this old guy came in who was like, I've never tried it before, but I'll do it now. And he's just... He was masturbating with me. He needed, like, tweezers almost, it looked like.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you guys definitely need to go blop. You are going to be very popular.
Yeah. Well, that was my story.
Okay, so are you in town now? Or are you looking for a place that you can check in right away, or what's going on?
We're in our lunch break
right now.
Oh, you are? Okay, so are you staying someplace? I mean, do you need to start, like, tonight, or what's going on?
Well, we've been just camping out in a tent.
Gotcha.
You know, we have to take shifts. You know, I stand watch and sleep while he sleeps for a couple hours.
It's not that bad now. Come on.
It's Reverend Snakewater, you know, and his goons. You know, they're stalking us all the time.
The goons are the worst. I hate those goons.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
Okay. Well, I feel safer now, thanks to you.
Good. Good. I'm metered most people anyway, so you just come complain to me. I'll track them down for you.
All right. Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a Billings girl. I've been here forever. I know everybody.
Cool. Hey, do you have an open relationship or no?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, nice. Nice. Did you want to hang out with us, maybe?
Maybe. It might be fun.
You could hang out, do some drugs in the bathroom at the loft and everything.
I don't know about that.
Oh, come on. You don't party?
We've got...
I'm always up for drinking.
The best poppers from California.
Yeah. Are you going to be in a spit roast? Like, we could totally make you airtight and do a spit roast with you.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we'll bend you over. I'll fuck you from behind like that.
All right. Are you seriously looking for a room, or are you just looking to harass somebody? Because I've got work to do.
Are you hot?
I'm okay.
What size are you? Like 16?
Oh, 10.
10? That's not bad. How tall? 5'8"?
Like those big flappers.
5'6".
5'6"? All right. C cup?
Yeah, close enough.
Okay. B then. All right. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
No floppers, but it's okay.
Redhead, brown, green eyes.
Oh, my God. That's so hot. Yeah, I might give you a good tossle.
Do you guys really want to book this room, or what are we doing here?
Well, yeah, but now we're talking about we're horny. We're both bi. We're not gay. But we got married. We got married for the insurance.
KDK is gay. We're not.
Yeah,
we're bi.
Okay.
If you want,
so what do you want me to? What name do you want me to put this room under?
If you want, me and Baz will go back to California. We'll get divorced. Come back, and then you can marry me, and your girlfriend can marry him. We can all live together and all have insurance benefits.
Have amazing faith.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be awesome.
If we were cool, and I could stick it in whenever I felt like it.
Oh, okay. All right. Are we done? Are we gonna book this room, or are you just gonna do this for some?
Yeah, let's book it. Yeah,
you have sex parties.
Yeah, you have to call Matt Hillock. He is our foreman, and he's got all the payment information. Should I just have him call you?
Yes, have him call me.
And your name was Liz? Yeah. Lisa or Liz?
My name's Lisa.
Lisa, okay. All right, that's a beautiful name. Red hair, green.
If he's not available, maybe Robert Turbaugh might be able to call tonight.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Matt Hillock? Yeah. Is that who I'm waiting to talk to?
Boss.
Yeah, Matt Hillock. He's Matt. He is really conservative and really ignorant. Just to let you know, when he calls in, don't mention.
Okay.
Yeah. Because he's been like, you fags getting out of the Crown Plaza. I ain't paying for you fags anymore, he said to me.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, he drinks a lot, too.
Oh, okay. He's got right in here in Montana.
But then he was masturbating in front of us once at work.
So what are your guys' names so I know who he's going to refer to?
I'm Cross, and my husband is Baz. He's the one, the soft-spoken one. He's the bottom.
Yeah.
Baz,
B-A-Z-Z,
and Claws.
B-A-Z-Z. The last Z is silent. Yeah.
It's what? Say it again.
Silent.
Baz?
Baz. B-A-Z-Z, but the last Z is silent. It's just Baz.
Okay. All right. And then your name?
Sometimes.
And I'm Cross, like Jesus Christ, Cross.
Cross.
Like they nailed Jesus to the fucking cross and killed his fucking ass, his fucking Jew ass.
Okay, well, have Matt call me, and I'll get this reservation made for you.
All right, baby.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
All right, thanks, Big Lisa.
Well, she's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was just an amazing story. It wasn't really a prank. It was just, she was cool. She was cool about it, so it was one of those.
We didn't anger her in any way.
Yeah. I tried to. I did get vulgar with her, but she hung in there. I was trying to shock her with the masturbation comments. Even Matt, our ignorant foreman, was masturbating in front of us at work.
Yeah.
You first get out. Then one night, oh, let's try it. Yeah. Anyway, you were saying Baz. Like,
no, she mentioned that place, the loft. Mm-hmm. So I put the number down in the bottom of chat.
Sweet. Let's call him. We'll say Liz from the
that hotel. She said good action there.
She said we could get connections. I guess like what? Popper's connections.
Let's find out.
In the fisting scene.
The Loft.
Hey Loft, how are you?
Good.
Listen, me and Baz, we got married in California. We worked for Chevron over there at the refinery. Now we're in Billings. We got jobs up here on the oil shit. And we're both homosexual. Well, bisexual, really, but we identify. We got married for insurance benefits reasons. Anyway, so I was talking to the Dude Rancher Lodge, Liz over there. She's gay. I don't know if you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, I can't think.
Big Lisa.
She's 5, what was it, 5'8", 5'6"?
Yeah.
She's a size 10.
B-cups.
B-cups, size 10. Red hair, green eyes.
Red hair.
Oh, she's so pretty. Anyway, we're at the Dude Rancher Lodge. We were working on getting accommodations, and we told her our story about how my husband, Baz, over there, he got chased with a noose down 27th Street by the Crown Plaza where we had been staying. Some Reverend Snakewater. I don't know if you've heard of him.
No, I haven't.
He's very anti-homosexual, very homophobic, and he chased my husband with a noose down the street holding a Bible saying that he was going to burn in hell. Some Fred Phelps, serious Fred Phelps shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Around the corner from where we were staying. Anyway, so we're scared, and we got an accommodation at the Dude Rancher because she's lesbian, and she said she could take us in, and we got this other thing on the side now that we were talking about. But she recommended that this is a good place to go to hang out, you know, get some connections in town for some poppers, stuff like that.
There's a bookstore right across the street from us.
You got plenty of poppers there? Good. That's the place for poppers?
Nice.
They have them over there. I haven't been in there forever. Okay.
So what type of poppers do you like to use?
Oh, I don't. Uh-huh. I don't anymore. Too old, too hard on the heart.
It is. It is scary. You get that rush, man. And I'm on meds too for my heart. I'm on metoprolol, so I can't take it. But Baz, he's young, and I fuck him.
Yeah. I stay away from it.
Okay, we're gonna come in. Do you have a special night? Friday night? Is that anything special going on? Do you have any biker nights, daddy daughter nights, anything like that?
Okay, Friday nights Friday and Saturday are the real busy nights.
Yeah.
You know, and this weekend we have
gay
comedian.
Oh, yeah?
Friday. Nice.
Yeah.
Margaret Cho?
That Friday night.
Is it Margaret Cho?
Is it who?
Margaret Cho?
No, not Margaret Cho. Okay. Oh, we're in Montana.
Oh, okay.
Pauly Shore?
We did, yeah. We can't afford Margaret.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I like her. So we have that on Friday night and that. You know, so those are the nights to go out.
Okay.
Friday and Saturdays.
All right. So then we were trying to check out the scene, the Glory Hole scene. We went to the YMCA. We both got memberships. And I spent about 2 hours in the sauna. Nobody came in at all. So then I just masturbated, and I went to take a shower, and after 90 minutes, finally some old fat guy came in, and he masturbated in front of me, and I wasn't into it because I already came before, but he was like he needed tweezers to get to it and everything. He was so round, he was like round like a basketball and everything. So, like, do you have any recommendations? Any hot saunas? Are there any bathhouses here?
Oh, God, there is no bathhouses at all.
Any place?
Oh, man.
Any glory holes or any place like that's not?
They do at a couple of the bookstores.
Okay.
They have glory holes?
Well, yeah.
Now I'm getting excited.
The Victorian.
Okay. All right. Let me write that down. Victorian. All right. We'll go there.
And the Ball Bookstore.
The Ball Bookstore?
The Ball.
Ball. Yeah.
Ball. I love the name of that. That is hilarious. Like a ball.
The Ball.
I get it. Yeah. All right. That's very clever. How's the anal fisting scene here? Is there an anal fisting scene here at all? We're from L.A., so there's everything out there. Yeah.
No, this is well conservative, trust me.
Sorry, Baz. He's into it.
This is very conservative.
Yeah. He's a bottom, but he likes to do the anal fisting. So I let him fist me, but then I get to – he bottoms for me always. Though. So it's you know, it's great.
Because I take a lot of poppers, so I'm nice and loose.
Nice and loose. That's the problem with poppers.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm constantly doing them all the time. I'm here. There we go. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
I got a cucumber up there right now.
I got to go back to work.
All right, we're going to head to the Victorian, and we'll come in on Friday then. We'll hold off on that. We'll go to the Victorian tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Well, you guys have fun.
All right, cool. Hopefully, maybe we'll see you there. I don't know if you... You want to stop by? What time could you make it? What time you get out, big guy?
Oh, I go home right after.
Oh, all right. Well, if you change your mind, look for us. We'll both be wearing trucker hats. We have the same shirt on from work.
Okay.
Yeah, Billings Oil. All right, big guy. Bye, honey.
Hey, before you go, I got a question for you. Wait, don't hang up. Are you still there? Yeah, are there any freeway overpasses? I'm kind of an exhibitionist. Is there like a freeway overpass where he can pound me so cars can see us as they drive by?
Oh, God, I don't even know where to tell you that, you know? Yeah. You've got to run to find out and let me know.
Okay, and then you can join us. Okay, we can take turns.
Okay.
Maybe over that railing. Pound you from behind.
Okay.
All the truckers will be honking their horns. They'll be going, honk!
Yeah, they get real into it, too. The truckers, they're like, yeah, fuck yeah. We had one pull over once, and he started masturbating in front of us. He just opened his cab door and jerked off. He came on the ground, and he just drove right
off. Sometimes they give you money, too. I gotta go.
I'll see you later, okay?
Yeah, we're real hot. We have sex all over the place. We're from L.A. We don't even use condoms. Yeah, all right, cool. We just fuck all over the place. We're that kind of gay guys.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to have to take a fucking shower after this show.
Yeah. Well, I was already planning on doing it in 40 minutes. We have 40 minutes.
All
right. Hey, it's 4:20 right now. Yay! 4:20 break.
You got him.
Yeah, man. Totally, man. All right. I got the Victorian here in front of me. Let's call about them glory holes there.
Yeah, I'll look up the ball.
The ball. This town is crazy, man. Surprisingly gay friendly for Montana. But no anal fisting. And only one only one gay troll who hit up the bathroom. YMCA.
Good afternoon, the Victorian.
Hey, how are you, big guy?
Fine.
Hey, it's me and Baz. We're married. We're from California. We're here working on the oil fields.
Oh.
Yeah, so we just moved here anyway. So we were talking to Liz. Oh, I don't know if you know who she is.
Big Lisa.
Lisa, I'm sorry. Yeah, Lisa. She works at the Something Lodge. That's where we're going to be staying. All right? And then we were talking to the Loft. Is that what it's called, the Loft? Replace the Loft. We were hanging.
Yeah, they don't call it a gay bar anymore. They're an alternative, rather. Don't ask me why.
Well, because of Target's
So
probably that Reverend Snakewater fucker.
Listen, my husband got chased down 27th Street around where we had been staying at the Crown Plaza by a reverend. He got arrested. The reverend got arrested. He was holding a Bible and a noose. And he was screaming at my husband that to go back, that we were going to go back to California to burn in hell in an earthquake. That's what he said. And they stopped. Police stopped him. He had a gun on him and everything, everything under his robe. It was disgusting. Anyway, so we were talking to the guy at the loft, and he said this is a good place to get poppers, and that you guys had like the action was pretty hot here. You know.
Said he had a glory hole.
Yeah, do you have
glory holes are against the law. We have booths that are vented. The person and people need to be, you know, just so you know, people need to be careful what they put on Craigslist and everything. People are always coming and just say thank you. They just want to meet and stuff. But glory holes are actually totally against the law. We have a really nice setup where it's pleasant and private, and those who, you know.
Okay, forget we said the glory hole. Yeah, we're looking for a booth with a vent.
Good ventilation. Good ventilation. Maybe around at least 3 inches each ventilation hole, because I get really hot and sweaty in places like this. Would you say that's about right?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, well, that'd be good. All right, yeah, I see that. And you got, do I have to get tokens or to watch videos?
No, we charge a flat fee from the day we opened 16 years ago. We have never used tokens.
Great.
We have always charged.
All right.
For 16 years, we charged $5 with the renovation. We have now gone to, and it's not completely done, to $6. When it's totally done, it will go for $8 entrance, good old days, as long as you stay in the building. From $9.50 to a couple, which we're doing today, we'll go to $10 for a couple. And our return will go to $5 whether it's one person or two people.
All right, and we can masturbate all we want.
Oh, everybody keeps hollering, but, you know, our light bill, we've never raised in 16 years. Our light bill went from $200 a month to $598. And I tell people, I said, you know,
yeah.
$3 in 16 years is not a big increase.
It
I don't think
not.
It
is. It's actually pretty cheap compared to, like, San Francisco.
Yeah, $2 in money 16 years ago is nothing. I'm just
They can moan all they want, but I know that if we want to stay in business with the price of utilities, water, everything, that we need to increase it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, you're pretty.
I've got something that's increasing right now.
Yeah. My missile's throbbing in its silo, if you know what I'm saying. We're ready for launch.
And you have the poppers, too? I'm almost out.
Yep, we have all that. We have pretty much everyone needs. Yeah, we have complimentary condoms. We try that. We also, when we're kind of torn up right now, have free HIV, no-name testing, 20-minute testing. We have Hep C, we're kind of more of a human awareness center. We don't refer to ourselves as a bookstore or the adult. We're kind of a human awareness center where people, because our industry, especially with Republicans in control, they are anti-sex, even though they're the ones that want you to pee on them in private. But, so we're pretty careful what we call everything, so we stay out of the way. And we want to be a place where everybody respects, whether they're cross-dressers, whether they're straight, gay. We kind of, and what it goes on in here stays in here, and I really get upset when people put online they did this and that, because the health department, whether idiots realize, are documenting this and will use it in time to shut all the stores down. And that's why I tell people, they already know, you're putting it in black and white, my friend. There's a big difference on maybe they know. But when you all put it in black and white, or you discuss it openly on Craigslist and stuff, people just need to get back to me and find where to go. They don't have to live. In fact, it's against Craigslist rules for you to list a business. And we're going to go back in and talk to them about it.
We know.
Did we tell you
all about those Craigslist rules?
Did I tell you about my husband getting chased by the reverend?
Yeah.
Oh, I almost forgot I told
you. Traumatic.
Yeah, he was like, oh, I'm going to run for senator, he said, and everything.
And he tried to hold me down, and he held a cross to my forehead.
Mm-hmm. He had a gun in his waistband. It had an automatic. It was a Glock, and he had himself made it automatic and everything with extended magazines and all this illegal stuff. And they said to us it wasn't even registered to his name. Like, he's nuts. and he has a congregation here of 10,000 people.
Wow.
Yeah, and he said that they're all getting ready, that they were going to have one night. They said they were waiting for one day for a disaster to happen that would knock out the power in town, and they were all going to riot. And they had a list of all the known homosexuals in Billings, and they were going to go house to house and round them up, and they were going to put them on some field somewhere, like a baseball field with the gates and everything, and keep them there indefinitely was the plan, they said.
Yeah,
I think that's pretty stupid. I don't think they're going to see, people wouldn't tolerate that. They don't tolerate hate here at all, whatever it is, sexual or black or whatever. This city's really anti that, so that guy's pretty ignorant trying to scare people in this area.
Yeah, that's what I think. Well, thank
you. They have a thing against hate in this city.
Yeah. Good. Well, that's great. Well, this guy, he's nuts. I don't have anything else for you. Mr. Baz, do you have anything for him?
Yeah, you know, so you're mentioning about urinating. Are we allowed to piss on each other in your establishment?
Do that again?
Are we allowed to urinate on each other?
No, because it makes them...
Okay, well, No, I just wanted to check.
They
first,
don't pee in
know?
Buckets.
I don't
want to come on the wall.
Your rules.
Because
can we come in each other's faces?
The person that comes in the booth. The place is real beautiful and clean, and that's how we're going to keep it. I don't care what other places do, but I've been deaf since I was 10 years old, and I never had the cruds that are in this young ager group, the shit they do. They want to see on
at home.
But in here, we have to be respectful of everybody, and that's the way we operate. And anybody doesn't like it, there's other stores or other cities. And I'm just really about cleanliness and respect. And I respect everybody, but we expect that back by showing respect to our property, not dismantling it or wrecking it.
Except for black gay people, right?
Oh, I like everybody. I don't have a problem with anybody. I was raised with no racism or prejudice of any type.
Oh.
I had wonderful parents. We weren't allowed that kind of crap. That's ignorance, you know.
Well, I'm glad. I was hoping that this wasn't a racist town also, because I myself am Hispanic.
Yeah.
All right, asshole, motherfucker.
We'll probably talk to you guys later. Let's go when you come in.
Yeah, no problem, you motherfucker, asshole. All
right.
Son of
a bitch. Take care of each other. We'll talk to you guys later.
All right, bitch.
Yeah, fuck you.
Bye.
Fuck you in the ass. Cool. Nice guy. He let me... See, he's still connected, but he let me sit there and curse his ass out for a while. He's like, all right, yeah, I'm an asshole. Come see me.
This is a pretty interesting city.
I guess. Who knew? It's a jewel of jewel of acceptingness in this part of the country that I thought was...
Usually, Montana's, you know, really pretty redneck.
Is it a red state? Montana's definitely a red state when in talking politically, right?
Yeah.
You'd have to say. What are Democrats in Montana? You don't think...
It's pretty conservative.
Yeah, they're like Savannah in Georgia. It's this town.
No, but I went down to Ennis, Montana before I was married to go fishing for about a week, and I wandered into the bar there, and I did not get a warm welcome. It's just the people that were pretty suspicious of anybody from the city.
You're from the outside, boy.
Yeah, and I was telling I went out with the fishing guide the next day. He says, oh, man, you're lucky you didn't get your ass kicked in there.
Holy shit,
they don't
really?
Like strangers.
They're like, you're from where, motherfuckers? Yeah, fuck you,
yeah,
Seattle.
Yeah, the big city.
Whose city's liquor? Apparently, Montana, out of 50 seats in their upper house, in their upper house, state senate, 21 of them are blue. That's not too bad.
Hmm.
They're doing better than Florida is right now. Out of 100 in their representatives, 39. I mean, yeah, there's some presence, but yeah, it's not too bad. But I don't know if there are any. Do they have any senators? They don't have. They definitely don't have any Democratic senators from the state of Montana in Washington. I can't imagine that.
So,
or congressmen. Unless there's like a really black town. I don't mean to sound racist, but unless there's a town that's really black there that would elect it. All right.
I mean, you're not far away from Idaho, which is, you know, the white Aryan nation state.
Yeah, because yeah, these areas here are, like, are full of militia and, you know, preppers and shit like that, you know?
I know, my wife is, I keep telling my wife, we need to go to Montana, you know, and go do some camping, and she's scared to go there. She's Asian.
Oh, shit, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. Filipina girl in Montana, they'll be like, motherfucker,
yeah.
Motherfucker. All right, and then you, just for being associated with her. Just tell me you were in the Navy, you met her.
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, okay, all right, all right. You know what I mean? All right, then, that's all right.
I met her after the war.
Yeah. I met her when I was in Nam. I kept the bitch. Yeah. I married her and kept the bitch. Bought her for 4 water buffalo.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, okay, all
right. Let me buy you a beer, man.
I knocked her up. Ended up marrying her. My mom said, you got to marry her. She's pregnant, you got to marry her. My mom, rest in peace.
I keep her in the kitchen now.
She just cooks. She cooks great. Makes all kinds of shit. There you go. See,
now,
dude,
you know,
now you got
just really quick. When I was out fishing with that fishing guide, he's kind of a nice guy, kind of redneck. And I was just thinking about proposing to my wife, and I was telling him about it. And I said, "Yeah, she's a Filipino." And he goes, "Oh man, you gotta catch her. You gotta marry her because those Asian women, they'll serve you for life.
Yeah.
You know, she'll cook you dinner every night." Yeah. He was like totally up for it,
yeah.
Encouraging me to do it.
Wow, awesome. Yeah, that's where Andy's at right now. He's all about that. I think that's
anyway.
What he always... I knew he was going to end up doing something like that, meeting some woman that was just going to take care of him like his mom would. Other than that, I could never see that guy getting married. Old co-host of the show here, and my friend from high school.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if everybody out there knows what I'm talking about. He might be making an appearance here on the show. I was talking to him. He said he was interested. Next few weeks, he might show up. For a nighttime
cool.
show. He said he could only do Saturday nights. So it'll have to be a Saturday night that I'm not, that I can go on. And maybe I'll do that this week. Oh, I'll talk to him. Maybe I'll do a Saturday show. If no one else wants to go on. Because last Saturday all we had was Katie Kay. And I was kind of hoping someone would take over. Anyway, hey, enough bullshit. And let's do some more pranks. I've got about a half hour. Excuse me. Fucking Mountain Dew makes me burp like a mug. Let me look at the request to prank. See if there's anything of value here. I was going to lay off the request to prank for a week. Yeah, but... because I didn't have an open. I was just trying to finally start the show. Okay. Let me refresh it. Refresh complete? I don't really see anything in here. Request to prank's kind of dead. I think what's going on is people just go to PCN, the PCN site, and there's no request. I gotta put a link to request to prank. Or maybe I might migrate request to prank to Prank Call Nation. And then, but what I'd want to do is share that with multiple people. If any of the hosts would want me to forward those email submissions from the form to their email address, I can just add them on. Like you, Baz, you could do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that way it's the PCN request to prank. We'll work on it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I typically focus on international on my show, but, you know, hey, I should do the occasional U.S. prank, too, because we are part of the international world community.
And we get, oh, you know what? I remember now. It's not emailing out. I think Enigma's still working on that. So I got to go to the Madhouse site and look at it. I get a lot of international numbers through it, too, though. A lot of British numbers.
Hey, do you want to do a Indian takeout in UK?
Sure. Post it in. Oh, you found,
yeah,
the ball,
find
you found the ball video. I think we've done that already. Not that we've killed that concept already about Billings and their gay society. But, yes.
Yeah, we haven't done that one yet.
Yeah, I know. Well, we could do it, but more of the same. But what were you saying?
I've been finding on my show that these little villages on the west coast of England, for whatever reason, they're Indian restaurants. Those dudes get really pissed off.
Oh, okay. Cool. Oh, also, Thailand is about to have a civil war, apparently. Things are getting bad there again, and they're going to be on edge. And I also was made privy to a town in Thailand that's known for Americans having stayed there after the Vietnam War. and foreign pedophile, male pedophile perverts live there because they get access to boys to have sex with for money or own as slaves. Yeah. Oh, what the fuck is that called? I just saw it on a Vice video. I'd have to look for it. I'm afraid to go into Google and type in pedophile city, Thailand, because I'm thinking of Big Target. He's like, aha, we got another one. He's looking at
The NSA.
The NSA is going to be like, aha, we got another pervert. New pervert.
Where's North from here?
Next thing you know. I have no idea. Fuck it, I'll do it. If anything, I'll point people. I'll point the NSA back at this episode to listen to. Let's see. Pedophile City, Thailand. Globally known for convicted in Thailand. Yeah, I can't find the cities. A lot of Canadians go there, according to these links. All right, well, let me look at Vice. Vice, YouTube. Let's see if we can find the video. Sorry, folks, give me a second. Thought it would be fun to call Thailand today. Looking at the recent activity. Oh, yeah, dude, they have one. I saw it. They finished, they had two episodes showing, I guess in South Africa, they figured out that you can take HIV medication and it acts like LSD. So now there's a whole
thing shit.
Where people who don't have HIV are robbing people and shooting to get their hands on the HIV medication to smoke it. And
wow.
And apparently now they're saying that there are people who are trying to get HIV intentionally so they can get prescribed this medication, going as far as raping women at random in the streets, trying to catch HIV. Isn't that just fucking nuts? Yeah, but then I sort of think, it's like, what if it's a known thing? What if they've, because, you know, they, like the Bill and Melinda Gates shit, you know, and the Bill Clinton stuff, they're all about getting these meds to Africa for free or at no cost.
Yeah.
And some of the worries were that, A, they weren't going to adhere to taking the medication so that they could, and the problem would be that the HIV would become resistant to them because of that. And,
oh, yeah. Yeah, but, that's a problem.
Yeah, so then they found out, well, actually, South Africa has, like, one of the highest adherence rates. Why is that happening? Why did everybody think it was going to go the other way and actually it's the opposite? And then they found out it's because people have figured out just taking the pill itself, just taking it, not even smoking it, has an LSD effect without some of the negative that you would get off of heroin, let's say, or actually tripping acid. Then they figured out if you smoke it, it's even more intense, and they're mixing it with rat powder, like rat poison powder. Like a little bit, not enough to kill you, but enough to get you kind of buzzed and loopy, and it adds to the effect. There's, I'm telling you, some scary shit. Yeah, scary shit, motherfucker. For the life of me, I have no idea where I can find this video. I guess I'm going to have to move on.
By the way, Jose keeps messaging me. He wants me to give him a shout out to Awkward if you're listening.
Where is Awkward at? Where is he?
Jose misses you.
I haven't heard him.
He kind of dropped off the radar. I'm not quite sure what happened.
I haven't heard dude in like 2 weeks at least, if not longer than that. Damn.
Yeah. Anyway, shout out to Awkward. We miss you. Jose misses you.
Jose.
Call soon.
Yeah. All right, here. I found the video. I'm going to start playing it, see if I can find where she says the name of it.
Thailand. To interview expats, Vietnam War vets who are living there about their views on the Bush-Kerry election, the 2004 presidential election in the U.S. It was my first video assignment, so I packed up my expensive camera, all my gear, flew out there. I met up with a friend of mine who was going to help me out. I decided I was going to take a bus down to the town where these Vietnam War vets lived, which was called Pattaya.
There we go. Pattaya. P-A-T-T-A-Y-A. I have found it. All right, so let's find Pattaya in the old Google Maps. Pattaya. Thailand. Now, what would be English speaking in Pattaya? I wonder. So apparently they have a pretty big foreign and especially American expat population. And not necessarily because of prostitution purposes, but apparently it gets really crazy here. But also a lot of guys that were stationed in the Pacific or Vietnam and stuff back in the 50s and 60s who decided to stay. They were like, I'm a loner. I have nothing back home for me. Why don't I just fucking stay? This is all I know. Fair enough, right? I'm going to live really cheaply over there. Probably make it some money. Blah, blah, blah. Here is a Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum. They got to speak English there. Nice. Yeah, apparently this is a touristy area here. Yeah, but apparently the prostitution in this area is crazy. From what I've been told by 2020 and by Vice.com now.
Believe it or not.
Believe it or not. Man, that Ripley was a creepy-looking guy, right?
Ugh. Yeah, he was.
What?
Setting zero or something.
Yeah. There's a McDonald's. Of course there's a McDonald's. Why not? I'm going to call and tell them I'm from McDonald's corporate. That I need. I'm staying in town. And I need to, oh, they don't have a phone number? No.
Oh, piss.
No. I had a great idea for that. I was going to need a boy sent to me before I came in for a surprise inspection. Shit. That would have been awesome. Well, let's call the Marriott. Right down the street, actually right next door. No phone number for that either. A lot of missing phone numbers here.
Huh. Weird.
Dr. Prasan at the clinic, does he have a phone number? He sure does. Probably doesn't speak English. There were comments on YouTube this last week here about people who don't like calls to foreign countries because if they don't speak English, it's not funny. Well, I understand that. I don't do it that much, I don't think. When we call countries like that that aren't English-speaking, aren't Anglophone, I try to stick to businesses that are obviously going to have, hopefully, someone English-speaking, touristy areas, massages, hotels. Mostly, that's why you hear me do a lot of hotels in Asia and stuff, because usually someone there speaks English. But lately I've been noticing a lot of them don't. They don't give a shit. They don't have to cater to American tourists. Or English. Or South Africa. Not the South Africans go on vacation anyway. They're so stupid. So poor.
Despons is saying to call people Katuis. Katuis or Katuis?
Hello.
Katoi.
Katoi. Hello? Yeah, is this the Marriott?
Wrong number.
Do you speak English? Is this the hotel?
No, this is the wrong number.
You're a motherfucker.
You're a katoy. You katoy.
The fuck was that?
No. I have no idea what that means.
No.
Just to call people that.
You have the wrong number. These Thais get really funny when they're angry, though. They get really rude. Trying them again.
Crackers.
Hey. What are you just a person, a stupid Thai person?
Hey.
Yes, but it's not my business. What problem?
Are you a katoy? What the fuck does katoy mean? It pisses
they
him
don't
off.
Like it.
He hangs up. I don't know what it means. Maybe it means to hang up.
Despont says it means a shemale, a lady boy.
Thank you, Despont. Very funny. Very good. Thank you, sir or ma'am. All right.
That's great.
All right, Jose is announcing. I offered Jose and I offered him a show. He could take either Tuesday nights. What do we have open? Sunday nights and Tuesday nights. Technically, we have Monday nights open, but I wouldn't want anyone to go up against Matt those nights.
Yeah.
And then Saturday early is open because Aaron doesn't really do a show, but he does it later. He does it at midnight Eastern, so someone could do a show like from 9 or 10 o'clock for a few hours and lead him in,
yeah,
or just keep going if he doesn't show up. We're missing a key night there. The problem is there's KDK's on that night, and he's actually starting to do pranks again. I was thinking about offering KDK a spot on Prank Call Network so we could all troll him and make fun of him. If you guys want that, let me know in the chat room. Maybe I'll do it. Because he would eat that opportunity up. He'd be like, oh, this is my chance to show that I'm the king and that I invented everything.
Well, no, you know, I was listening to him and somebody asked him on the air if he was going to join PCN. He's like, what the fuck is PCN? He goes, I don't need any competition, or there is no competition, or I don't know. He's like, just basically said that.
Is this someone trying to be PCU? I heard him say that shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my trick.
I would do an evening show, but I would just have to go on so late that I don't think anybody would still be around to listen.
You'd probably have to be quiet too, from what I understand.
Well, like, yeah, I can go downstairs, but I still can't shout. Like, damn it!
Yeah, not like that. Not like you can do during the day. But yeah, it's free. Like, you could do a late night show after I finish. Because I can't do super late on Thursday nights anymore. Because I got to work. I get up for work at 6 o'clock in the morning the next day. So I'm sacrificing to only get 5 hours of sleep when I end my show at 1 o'clock in the morning. And to be honest, if I end my Thursday night show at 1 in the morning, I can't go to bed. I'm amped up from doing the show usually. So it usually takes me like a half hour to get into bed, to stop the streaming stuff, make sure everything's archived correctly, shut everything down. Then I get into bed and try to fall asleep. It takes about a half hour. So I end up with 4.5 hours of sleep to work a Friday. And Fridays at my work are not easy days. They're actually harder. There's a lot of shit that happens on Fridays just because of the nature of our business. But I do it because I love doing these shows, man. I love them. And Wednesday is my 1 weekday off, so it's the only time I get to do a daytime show like I am now. And I love doing daytime pranks. It's funny. It's a different dynamic. To be honest, I like it better than doing nighttime pranks. But we've got such a following at night. It's just my night, Thursday night. Can't give that up. That would suck for a lot of people that have been listening for 9 years almost now. Nine years.
Weekly tradition.
Yeah. There is no way I would have believed in the summer of 2005 that 9 years later, almost 10, approaching here next year, that I'd be still doing Madhouse. I thought by then I would have gotten tired of it because I sucked, etc. Okay,
I think that the shows have been better than ever, you know, over the last year or two.
They keep getting better. Like, I hear that old 2005 stuff, I'm like, oh god, this is so embarrassing. I actually don't have them on Shoutcast anymore. I'm just embarrassed to hear them. I want to put my best foot forward if people are finding us for the first time. But anyway, Baz, is that what you're going to say, or did you have a different comment?
Oh, no, no, no.
Okay.
I was going to say, hey, you want to call one of those Indian restaurants, or you still want to try Thailand?
No, Indian's fine.
I've got Babar Elephants. Babar Elephants.
Babar.
And then Morkambi Tandoori.
Mm. All right, I'm doing Babar, y'all. And you said they're extra curry here, so to say.
Yeah, we'll see.
Cactus is check request to print.
Yeah, good evening.
Hey, bastard, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you, bastard?
I'm good, motherfucker. I wanted to make an order. I can't understand you. One tandoori chicken?
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm not fucking bothered. Who the fuck you are? Don't. You don't talk to me like this, yeah?
Please don't curse at me,
this
sir.
This is the dirty fucking Indian food?
I'm not fucking bothered what the fuck you're talking about. Put the fucking phone down.
No, you put the phone down, asshole.
You dirty shit.
I order you.
Shit monkey.
Yeah. And an Indian guy at work explained to me that monkey is a really, it means, it does, it, there's special meaning to it in India. It's what they call, like, those poor.
Are you still there?
Yeah, are you the monkey?
Well, no, you're the monkey. You put the phone down. I've got other customers. You know, all the customers are like monkey like yourself. Are so you... put the phone down. Stop making a fool of yourself.
I command you to put the phone down.
Oh, be quiet. You if you listen, anyone could be big over the phone. If you want to speak to me, come in person. You know where you're living and you know where I am.
Okay. You sound like Milk Man.
Listen, stop being a pussy.
Hey, listen, you're going to hang up because it's what I want you to do because I'm superior.
Listen, stop being a pussy. You've got the goods, come on, you know where I am, come down here.
Banchod?
Anyone could be a big person over the phone.
Banchod?
Hey, Chivgar, Salah bastard.
He is a big person. We'll come in and we'll show you.
Come bring your
down.
Listen,
don't talk big. Calm down, speak to me in person.
Bring your mother here, Marichod.
So you fucking be quiet. You bring your fucking family here, shagging to fucking death.
Bring mother.
What's going to happen?
Come front of us and we'll show you how to fuck your mother. Come front.
Hey, monkey. Shit, monkey.
Hey, poor monkey boy that eats garbage and lives on the street in Bombay, in Mumbai. Hey, Mumbai monkey. Monkey boy. Whatever, I have 8 more minutes. I'll keep the motherfucker on. Prove a point. Yeah. Anyway, so for what I was told by Indian person is that monkey means like you're one of those poor kids that lives on the streets and eats garbage and has no parents. Kind of like on Slumdog Millionaire, that kind of thing. That's what the meaning is. So it's very negative. It's like you're basically saying you're a little rat fucking monkey that runs around. This is really loud. We'll have to call more Indian places.
Anyway, they're being a pussy. You sound like an American. You're Yankees.
Yeah, monkey.
Yeah, but you sound like that, you motherfucker.
You sound like a monkey.
Yeah, okay. Now, you've got plenty of friends. You should know how a monkey really sounds like.
Banchod.
Oh, shut up. So you come down off of me, so you are going to stick my dick up your fucking ass, you prick.
I'm Bangladeshi, actually.
I'm not bothered who the fuck you are, yeah? It doesn't make any fucking difference.
Fuck.
You come down off of me, so I'll fucking show you who I am. Hey, listen, if you are from one mother and one father, you come down. And if you're a bastard, your mother's been shagged around, and you were born, then fucking put the phone down.
Sorry, sir.
You heard what I said.
Sorry?
You heard what I said.
Sorry? The more comes under this, sir.
Dirty shit monkey.
Monkey.
Hello.
Hey, monkey.
Hey, shitty.
Hello.
Hey, stupid.
You stupid monkey.
Well, do I kick you?
Yeah, we want to make an order.
Hey.
We'll make order.
Yeah, I want to make order for some stupid food.
He's speaking.
Huh?
I'm David.
Sorry?
David Snoswell, you stupid monkey shit.
All right, he's gone. Try him again. I have 6 minutes left, motherfucker.
Hey, hello,
who is
fucker?
Hey.
Hey.
Faggot bitch.
Huh?
You stupid bitch.
Hey, fucking hell, where are you calling from? What come to do? Where is that?
Banchod.
Okay, do you know where I am?
Banchod.
Hey.
You gandu.
Hey, did your mother fuck your father?
Hey, fuck your mother. Come over. Fucking come to my front.
Yeah,
come
you...
Come to my front.
I come to your store. I come front of you.
Come to my front. Come here now.
And I
come
you.
Here now. Fucking come here.
I fuck you.
Come front of me.
Bastard.
Oh, fucker, come over, man. Come here, I'm ready. Come here.
Yeah, I'm ready for me to
come
fuck
here.
You.
Come
you
here,
ready?
Fucker, come here.
Ready for me to fuck you?
I'm gonna...
You know how I am. You know how I am.
Yeah, right.
Come here, you're come right. over. Fucker, come here.
I want your sister.
Hey, I'm going to police right now. Come
the,
over.
The police?
The police? Police, help me. I'm not a man. I can't do it.
Oh,
that guy's really angry.
I need police.
Police, help.
I told him to get irate in those West Coast bitches.
Hell, boys!
Oh, come on. Pick up, motherfucker. All right, we'll call the other place that got hung up here. Got hung up on by me. I know I told him I would make him hang up, but he won. I'm going to tell him I am the police.
Barbarazzo, good evening.
Yes, hello, this is police.
Who?
I am police.
Yeah. Come down, I'm waiting for you.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? What's going to happen when we get there?
Listen. You know the joke you're playing, ringing two places at the same time, bloody hell. Why did that donkey years ago? Get a life, you young kid.
Funny. Oh, look. Monkey said something. I understood it.
Somebody else can help?
Hey,
and it's clever, too.
Animal monkey.
Hello?
Yeah, you monkey animal.
Gandu.
Sorry, who's speaking?
Yeah, did your mother get fucked like a monkey in the tree?
You know what they're doing? They're doing that joke. I ring up you.
Your mother was swinging in the tree.
We're together, basically.
And then the monkey saw her and fucked her.
You figure it out, asshole? Hey, motherfucker, did you figure out what we're doing? The joke?
For what?
It's really clever.
Oh, you're smart, monkey. You're a smart monkey. Do you use tools, monkey? This is proof that monkeys know how to use tools and smart. Hey, monkey.
Hey, say something funny. There's only a few minutes left.
Banjut. Hip. Banjut.
Damn it. Damn it. Fucking shit! Banjut!
Hello?
Banjut!
Yeah, I'm gonna wipe the wrong rusty now.
Bring your pussy to me!
I've got the number, I'm gonna ring the police and give him the number.
Bring your pussy when you do that. Say, police, fuck my pussy and help me. Because I'm not a man, I have a pussy. Tell them that, monkey. Tell the police, fuck my monkey pussy.
Are they gonna come in there? Are they gonna blow their whistles at us?
Police, come to zoo and fuck my monkey pussy. I need help. Say that. Don't forget that. I know you heard all that. You're right there, motherfucker. Oh, he's outside. Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Where you at, motherfucker? What are you doing? You going to your car?
I think he's flagging down a constable.
You going to get bananas to eat, monkey? He's smoking a cigarette now.
I think he's looking for some female monkeys swinging around in the trees.
Are you outside looking for monkey pussy?
Then he's going to fuck them.
I honestly don't think he knows we're here.
Yeah,
it sounds like we're in his pocket. I'm going to hang up and call back.
The police.
Maybe it'll ring in his pocket. Monkey! Monkey, motherfucker, I got to go. Say something. Whatever, he did pick it up, but I have to go. He hung up first, so as I told you. I win in the end. Okay, well, I'm out of here. Bass, thanks for being on the short show. Who was supposed to start at 5? Who was that? Who was going on? Turbo?
Turbo's going on tonight.
Turbo tonight. I'm sorry. Someone said that we're going to do a show starting now at 5 p.m. Eastern. I don't know who it was. I don't know if it's on PCN or somewhere else. So the best thing to do is go to the PCN chat room and look for an update in there. I'm sure you'll get it.
That's prankcallnation.com/chat. prankcallnation.com/chat. Chat room. In there, you can do your thing. Baz, thanks again. You have yourself a good one.
Yep.
Thanks again. I gotta take a shower. Bye. Baz is out of here. Carlito is now out of here also. Thank God, motherfucker. Oh. Oh, yeah.